Okay, let's get into Yuma Daf Tes Zayin, and we are on Nesugyas of Chumas Hadeshen and Dishun and the Avoda that's done every morning. The last Mishnah that we had was for the Pious, right, the Pious Hasheni, and all the parts of the Karban Tamid that was carried up. And we just discussed how many Kohanim were used for every morning, for every Avoda, and we started discussing Tiviena. We spoke about the Chavitin, that the Chavitin was done in the middle of the Nisachim, right? After the before the Nischei Yain and after the Nischei Sola. So we're up to Solas Kodemes, again in the Ozvahadar on Yudalim Mebeis, and the Art School, we're going to be doing Daf Tes Zayin, Tesvav Mebeis. Solas Kodemes Lachavitin. Solas, the flower, the Nisachim of the Solas Kodemes Lachavitin, that's before the Chavitin. Why? Af al pish ezel li'ishim ezel li'ishim, even though they're on equal footing regarding, they're both burned. The flower is burned in the Nisachim, and the Chavitin, the carbon, the Kohen Gadol's carbon, is also burned. Ze carbon yachin, ze carbon sibur. But still, carbon yachin, carbon sibur. The Chavitin, as we have said, is personal Kohen Gadol has to provide. So it's called a carbon yachin, and the Nisoles is the carbon sibur, and carbon sibur goes before Pashas, because why? Because the carbon sibur, lechore, is more Makudash. And Makudash, as the Gemara says, Makudash veinu Makudash, Makudash goes first. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir goes first. Chavitin kodmin lebazichin, continues the Gemara. The Chavitin goes before the bazichin, meaning on a Shabbos, when in the morning you're going to be, in order for the lechem upon him to become mutter to eat, we are makriv the bazichei levona, the little cups of frankincense on each of the columns of the lechem upon him. So the Chavitin goes before that. Why? Avol bish is zeh karben yachid, zeh karben sibur. Here's the opposite. Chavitin is karben yachid, and the lechem upon him is a mincha sibur. So why does the yachid go first? Zeh tadir v'ein zeh eino tadir. Because this is tadir, the Chavitin is every single day. The bazichin are only on Shabbos. So tadir goes first. So if we said, as we said before, that a karben sibur, really the power of a karben sibur, of a karben yachid, is that it's more makudash, so then this Gemara is taking a stand on the question of tadir versus makudash. Because Chavitin might be more tadir, but bazichin is a karben sibur, maybe that's more makudash. And the Gemara is taking a stand that tadir beats Mekudash. That itself is an Ibaya de Loifshita in Mesech Zvachim. If you look in Zvachim, on Daf Sadi, the Gemara says there, on Sadi Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, the Gemara asks this question. What goes for, I'm sorry, Sadi Amar Beis, towards the bottom. Ibaya Luhu, Tadir Mekudash, Ezmiyam Kodem, Tadir Kodem, Bishum de Tadir, O Dilma Mekudash Kodem, the Kaddish. Right, which one? The Rashi says there, Kegon, Dam Olas Tamid, Vidam Chatas. Omdim zet tadir vizem makudash. Right, olas tamid is tadir, but dam chatas is makudash. Mimenu dam chatas kodem adam ola b'leishihi meratze inami. Or another example, olas musfei rosh chodesh veru par ha'eda omdim zet tadir vizem makudash. So the Gemara has that, and there's no answer given. No answer given in that lamaskana. The Rambam paskening like that, ibaya de luifshita, says do whichever one you want. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tvidin. Umusafin, says the Rambam here, in Tmidin Musafin, Perek Tes, the Rambam says, Ketzat Seder HaKravasan, Musaf Shabbos Tchila, V'yacharav Musaf HaChodesh, V'yacharav Musaf Yantav, Shekol HaTadir Mechaveir Kona Mechaveiro, V'chein Kol Mekudesh Mechaveir Kona Mechaveiro, Hoy Lefan of Tadir Mekudash, Yachdem Ezmem Sheyirtze. Do whichever one you want. The Rambam says you have a choice, whichever one, Tadir Mekudash, but again, maybe our Yerushalmi is taking a stand that the Tadir would beat Mekudash. We continue. That was the Chavitin and the Bazichin. Chavitin Kodmin Liyayin. When the Chavitin and the daily Yayin that goes with the carbon Tamid, says the Gemara that the Chavitin goes first. Shezeli Ishim is Ela Safalim. Because Chavitin is burned, and that's considered more Kadosh and a greater, more intense destiny than Safalim, the wine that's poured into one of the cups on the southwest side of the Mizbech. Bazichin v'yayin mikodem. What about the bazichin and the yayin? So you would think that, we said before, bazichin is burned, so maybe that's le'ishim, and yayin is not le'ishim. But the Gemara asked it as a question. Bazichin v'yayin mikodem, v'lo masnisehi, levona le'yayin. But isn't it mashma? And the question is, does this mean brisa? Does this mean mishnah? Levona before yayin? Gemara answer is, no. Depends. That brisa is about something else, different than our question. Kam le'karben yachid, kam le'karben sibur. Machlokas and the Mefarshim here, which is which? We'll go with the Pnei Moshe's pshat. Khan, the first Khan, the Brisa that says the Lavona for sure goes before Yayin, that's for a Karban Yachid. Right, if somebody brings flour, and he brings Lavona, and he brings oil, and he brings wine, what goes first? So the Lavona is going to go before the wine. But our question is about the Karban Tzibur. Right, a Karban Tzibur on Shabbos, that you have Tadir, Yayin is Tadir, and the Bazichin is not. So that's the question, which is not answered. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted Ben Azai. Ben Azai had argued about the order of the limbs that we put up on the Mizbeach. So Ben Azai had said it goes by how the animal walks. Kederech hilucho. So Gemara says, Keni Mastisa. So what would be the order according to Ben Azai? Harosh vaharegel. The Rosh and the Regel we said was the back right leg, the hind right leg, hachazeva hagera, then the chest, then the neck, v'shtei yadayim, the two front legs, v'shtei defanos, and the ribs, v'ha'oketz v'haregel, and the tail area, and the back left foot. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Ben Azai. Why? Why does Ben Azai say that that's what it should be? V'hiktartes kol ha'ayel ha'mizbecha. B'makter, the entire aisle. What's that kol? To teach me, k'dei she'yehe nireh k'mahalech al gavi ha'mizbeach. So that it appears as if it's walking up, it's dead, it's going up in pieces. But ki'ilu, you get the impression that it is walking up, and that's why he goes in that order. So Zagmar, if you go in that order, so why is the first one, the thing that goes, the right hind leg, right? The head, fine, and the right hind leg, that's in the back. Harosh v'aregel, at Amar Hachin, so why does the back hind leg go first? Amar b'mana, pashat rosha, akar ragla, because the animal goes with it. When the head stretches forward, so too it like pushes off with the back hind right hind leg, and therefore that's what goes with the Rosh according to Ben Asai. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the Pais HaRishon we said was the Trumas HaDeshen. The Pais HaSheni was all the elements of a carbon Ola. HaPais HaShlishi. Now the Pais HaShlishi, Chadashim LaBakot Ketores Bo Vafisu. The Pais HaShlishi is the Ketores Bo Vafisu. Meaning the Ketores was a special avoda. The Gemara says in the Bavli that it is me'asheres, it has a skula for osher, and therefore, if you did it once, you couldn't do it again until everybody else got a chance. So that's why the announcement was made, chadashim laKetores, if you're new, if you've never done it before, bova fisu, then come and be mephis. Again, the Machlokas Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Ramban and others, I mean the Balamar and others say these were not done on Yom Kippur. The Ramban said it was done, even though the Ketores Mamish was done by the Kohen Gadol, but maybe the Hechsher and some of the other elements that went along with it, getting the calls out, maybe some of that would be done by the Kohen. So the Ramban works hard on the first daf in the Milchamos to figure out what the Kohen Gadol didn't have to do. So that's the Ketores, that's the number three. Revi'i Chadashim Im Yeshanim, right? The fourth one was back to the, you can include everybody, so that's why who's going to bring the Evarim up from the ramp where they had been deposited by the mourning people, going up from there to the top of the Mizbeach to be burnt. So that's the fourth. Our Mishnah obviously holds that it's not the same people, right? Because there's a pious for it. So Mimal as Evarim Lakevesh, that is what's done here. Good. The idea of, let's just read a little bit of the Gemara, and then we'll say, Amar b'chanina miyamav lo hefes adam b'ktores v'shana. Nobody ever did it twice. Amar b'yosa mastis amar kin. Isn't that already in the Mishnah? Chadashim b'ktores bo v'afisu. You already know from the Mishnah. So Amar b'chanina v'chin l'machta. The chiddush of Amar b'chanina is that also the shovel of the coals, which was like the teammate of the one who burned the ktores, that also was never repeated, because that's also bracha. And the Gemara says, Amar b'yosa mastis amar kin. That's also in the Mishnah. So this is either like a question or it's saying, yeah, that's also Misha Zacha Biktoris Omer Lazesh al Yemino Afet at Lamachta. The one who is Zocha to the Ktoris said to the one to the right of him, you help me get the coals that I'm going to burn this Ktoris on. Nimseisa Omer Shnei Kohanim, the fact that even the Balamachta was you need a Chadash on the Bakarim, you couldn't repeat. Nimseisa Omer Shnei Kohanim Hayimizbarchim Bechopam. It must be that the Kohanim God, both of those Kohanim, God, were zochet to a special bracha. See the Korban Eida. The Kivan Sha'av Zesh Asacha B'machta Nizbarech, since also the one that was zochet on the machta got the bracha, Memeli Adinan, so that's implies Shloshana B'adam Eolam. It must be that that wasn't repeated either. Ki Heicha Shloshana Adam B'Ktaris, just like the person who did the Ktaris, wasn't have it, didn't have it a second time. Bipnei sheme asheres, because it is me'asher. What is that? Where is that? Merumas Rav Amar Barach Hashem Chelo Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh. Hashem will bless Chelo. Will bless his Chel. That's the considered that the Avoda of the Torah. Upal Yadav Tirtzeh. And the Paul Yadav, the one who acts with his hands, like the with the shovel, Tirtzeh, that would also be Merutzeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's based on the pasuk, Yisimu Ketorah Ba'apecha V'chalel Mizbechecha. Right, that's the previous pasuk. There is a minog that some are familiar with. The being a sandik at a bris is something very special. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, the sandik, the more of a Spartan, but even Ashkenazim, the people line up for brachos from the sandik. You know, after the bris, it could go on for an hour. People lined up. But the Ramah quotes in Hilchas Milah, the Noag in Lahadar Achar Mitzvah Zu Lio Sandik Litvos HaTinok Lemohalo. Right? It's to be Mahadir, to be, it's very a special opportunity. V'yafakoch HaSandik Mikoch HaMoel Agdimu L'Kriyas HaTorah. If you're giving somebody an Aliyah, the Sandik gets the Aliyah before the Moel. The Kol Sandik Havi Kemakter K'toras, based on a Maharil. Every sandik is like giving ketores. That's what the minog is, not to let somebody be a sandik to two babies. Right, as our Mishnah says, there's an idea of a sandik not being a sandik twice, just like the ketores. If you look in the gra, lachein noagin dvarav ein lo shachar. Says the Gra says about the Rama, I don't know what he's talking about. The Im Kain, my time and my Adam Echad Dafka, the Echad, Lo Yasa Beis Pa'amim, Santik La'olam. Right, what does he mean, my Adam Echad? A person shouldn't take, a father shouldn't take one person, to be the Santik for two of his kids. No, it should be that one, a person should ever be a Santik more than once. Ula Olam, Lo Ra'inut Santik Shem Misasher. That's the great line of the Gra, right here in the Bira Gra in Yeredeya. Right, I've never seen a Santik become rich. It's not based on the riches. It's based on this Sava of Yehuda HaChassid. If you look in the note of Yehuda, he also has a tshuva, where he notes that, you know, the minhag of Chassidim, especially as if, like, the Rebbe is sandik for everybody, right? Just the, he has this in, Yaredeya Kama Simin Pevav. He says, Ein daiti nochel lashiv bedavar she'en lo shoresh min hashas. He says this in a number of shuvas. Right? I don't like to answer shailas that are not halachic, that are not found in Shas. The Divir Rabino Peretz Shehevia Maharil, Hu Ra Kein Asmachta, Lasis Tama Mashin Nomi Lachabi Lecha B'Shei Banim. The idea of the connection to the Ketores is an Asmachta. Ubaguf HaDavar Shedima Maral Mitzvah Zugamakter Ketores Ani Tama. So I don't know what the whole comparison is. Kiyav Shedima Hayer Yerechayim Shal HaSandik LeMizbeach. Even though the legs and the thighs of the Sandik is like the Mizbeach, Akati Minoli L'Damos LeMizbeach, Makter Ketores, right? Maybe it's like the Mizbeach Achitzon. That's where the blood is. The Dam Bris is like the Dam Karbanos. V'nire, Shiyotzlom, and a Medrash. He quotes a Medrash that Avraham, after he did the Mila, it was like a Ketores Hasamim, Uka'ola Shikalil La'ishim. The Afal Pikin, he says, even so, I ain't lomon miktores l'inyin shema asheres. U'lahakbar al-chadash l'ktores. Even if you want to have a comparison to the Ketores, I don't think, the whole thing is a skula. So you're going to learn the skula from the Ketores to here. So he says, I don't think there's any type of, idea that you need to, limit this. V'yal kalpanim, kala drama halalo ain't lam shorish v'ikr begemara, v'akal rak derak drash, v'remez, v'lo li'ikav lo l'minya kavua. V'chal ha-madina is Poland, ima daktigim azeh. In all of Poland, I mean, he was in Prague. But he knew Poland. Well, so far, they're not medactic. Ubahari Mekomos, Harav HaKavua, Hu Chiyuv L'Sandik Tamid. Some say the Rav is always the Sandik. The Gampoki L'Senu, Enochom HaPidim HaZeh, here in Prague, where our people aren't Makbid about it. And that's what he says. He says, the Chacham Sofer has a tshuva. Maybe the Rav is like the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Torah whenever he wants. Yeah, amazing comparisons that we have. Anyway, this is from the idea of the Ma'asheris. Okay, last little story before the Mishnah. Ma'isa be'echash yavshaz roa, somebody's arm got dried up. V'lohinicha, and they didn't leave him? What does this mean? Again, machlokas here. They didn't let him do the ktores because he didn't have an arm? Or v'lohinicha, they didn't stop him. They didn't stop him because he wanted the bracha. Hashem will give a bracha to Poel Yadav. The Pnei Moshe and the Karbana Eda and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it must not be Yavsha Lagamre, because then he would be a Balmum and he can't do the Avoda. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Veloshi Yavsha Lagamre, Dim Kane, Nifsal Avoda, Elishatosh Kocho. It must be that it became weak. It became weak. The Achronim, if you look at the Minchas Alazar in the back, he says, Ulapella Be'inai, Shalohevi, he says, look in the first tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. In the first tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, Arachayim Simon Aleph, in the Sacha Chavar, the first tshuva, he has about a man whose left arm was totally dead, right? Paralyzed, you know exactly what it is, but Achaz Taruach, Ve'en Lo Shum Hergish, Me'akitas Machad, you stick a needle in, he can't feel anything. Va'arofim Amru No'ash L'machlato. And the doctors gave up. The doctors gave up. Is Kilu, he has no arm? What do you do for tefillin? Could you put tefillin on that arm? That's the question. Maybe it's Kilu, he doesn't have an arm. So he's putter from tefillin. He says, well, didi pashut. So he says, no, he says, the Gemara says a kiddushin by a bird. Yav shagapa, if the wing dries up, he's called mechusar aver. So maybe here too, it's like mechusar aver. So it says the Avnei Nezer, no. Dafka ba'of, by a bird is a flyer. Right? Why is it called an oaf for afifa? Va'of ya ofef. So if it doesn't have the wings, so then that's mahuti to the bird, and therefore that's considered mechusar aver. But when it comes to a person doesn't have to have arms, and it's still okay. And then he says, but if you look in the Yerushalmi, lulav ha'yavesh is considered dead. Remember lo ha'mesim yehalaluka. But he says maybe this is not so dry. It doesn't have feeling, but it's not dried up. This is a whole discussion. So the Minchas Alazar says, I don't know why the Avnei Nezer didn't quote this Yerushalmi. Right? This Yerushalmi says, if it's dried up, it can still do the Avoda. It means that it's still an arm. Unless you say that the Avnei Nezer understood it, like the Mefarshim here, that it didn't dry up totally. Or else they wouldn't be able to do it. Umadualo he'iru. So he goes back and forth here. And then he says, maybe the message was that Ufal Yadav Tirtse, that right when he started doing the Avoda, he was healed. Because the Ketoras healed, Ufal Yadav Tirtse. Maybe that was an ace. But that's his discussion here on this little story about the dried up arm. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Karav, Betisha, Basara, Bacharasar, Bishnemasar, Lopachas Lo Yoter. So the carbon Tamid is bro with how many Kohanim, right? That we're not including the other Avodas that were also done in the morning, but like the Chavitin and the others that were mentioned before, but it's nine. Nine, we mentioned this yesterday, 9, 10, 11, 12. 9 through 12. Ketzad, Atzmo, Betisha. It itself is nine. That's what the Karban Tamid is. Bechag, Biyad, Echad, Slocha, Shamayim, Hari, Asara. This is quoted in the Gemara yesterday. On Sukkis, there was one extra for the Mayim that was brought for the Nisach HaMayim. That's 10. Ben Rabayim, Achanasar. Atzmo, right, Ben Arbaim, the afternoon, every day, it was 11. Why? Atzmo Tisha, the regular is 9. Ushna Abiyadav, Shekiz Reisim, right? And there were two, the logs that the Kohanim brought in the afternoon. We mentioned the morning also had that, but it wasn't as much as an Avoda. Bishabbos Bachanasar. Atzmo Tisha, Shabbos had two extra. The regular 9, Ushna Abiyadav, and then two more, Shnei Bazichi Levonish, Alechem Apanim, to burn the Levona of the Lechem Apanim. Ubishabbos Shabbosocha Chag, and on Shabbos during the Chag, so you have the extra two for the Lechem Apanim, and you have the Nisach HaMayim. And that's where you have 13. Biyad Echad, Slochis, Shel, Mayim. So that's extra. The Nisach HaMayim, as we know. Well, first, there is a machlokas we show in Rashi Tosfos on this Mishnah Daf Chavav that it doesn't mention the Pious HaRevi, that the others that brought the animals from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. It just says these nine. Does it mention the others? So Rashi says maybe this Mishnah is like it was in Yaakov, that the other, the same Kohanim did it in the afternoon as did it in the morning. But Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says, no, it's possible that it could be the same Kohanim that do it. That's why he says nine. It's possible, but it could be more if it's not the same ones that are chosen. That's a machlokas here on the Mishnah. I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but I didn't quote the exact sources, but I'll mention it now. Right, whether we're talking about Nisach HaMayim, there is a machlokas or a stira in the Rambam. If somebody does Nisach HaMayim Bachutz, Nisach HaMayim Bachutz. There's a machlokas in the beginning of Tainus. What's the source for Nisach HaMayim? Is it from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, or is it from the extra Mem Yud Mem, right? In the that we have in the Minis Kehem, Unis Sacheha. So Mem Yun Mem, that's Machlokas. So that's the Mukkar. There seems to be a steer in the Rambam. If somebody is Menasech Bachutz, if somebody's Menasech Mayim Bachutz on Sukkis, does he get Malkus? Does he get Malkus? The Mishnah says he gets Malkus. The Mishnah in Zvachim, according to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar Omer, this Mishnah, the 13th parak in Zvachim, Af HaMenasech. Also, someone who's Menasech is going to get Malkus. Af HaMenasech Mechag Bachag Bachutz Chayev. That's Rebbe Elazar Shita in Zvachim. That is, if you look in the Pirush Mishnah, is there. The Rambam says this is only according to the opinion that says that the Nisach Chayim is Merumas Bekra. But if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, then there wouldn't be Malkus. Right? The Rambam says there in Mishpirish Mishnayis. The Kfar Nisbar Halacha Masech HaSukkah Shebesukkah Menaschin Mayim Agave HaMizbeach. Rebbe Elazar Savar Shezechove Men HaTorah Lefichach Omer Shemanasech Mechag B'chai B'chutz Chayev V'ein HaDavar Kein Elohu Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam clearly says in the Pirush Mishnayis, if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, then you wouldn't get Malkus. The problem is, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tepidin Musafin that it is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and he also says in Maaseh Karbanos that you'd get Malkus. So he must have been Chozer Bo at some point, because it's Mamash Shestira in the two Rambams. But the Lamdis, that's what we mentioned a couple of days ago, is why would you get Malkus, why would you not? If it's Halacha, right, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would still get Malkus. Because maybe there, the Rambam is understanding that this is what Reb Chaim called, a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, HaMifareshes, not a Mechadeshes. Meaning, the Chiddush is that this is also called Avoda. You get Malkus for doing Avoda Bachutz. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is expanding our definition of Avoda. Avoda isn't just all the things that are listed beferish in the Torah, but this is also called avoda, the nisuch hamayim. Again, there's a lot more there. What are the expanded definitions of hakmashvina hamechadeshes hamefareshes? Right. The Rambam says beferish. The Rambam about Arel. Right. An Arel does an Arel who does avoda. Right. Does he get punished? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, an Arel doing avoda is hakmashvina. Gemara Gemirila, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rashi says there in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled, where this is discussed, no Malkus, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So an Arel who does the Avod is not going to get Malkus. But the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash and Perek Vav, Ha'arel, Harehu Keben Nechar. In Arel is like a Ben Nechar. Shneamar Kal Ben Nechar, Arel Lev, Arel Basar. Lefichach, Arel Sha'avad, Chilel Avodaso, Viloke. In Arel does the Avoda, is Machal the Avoda? And he gets Malkus. And then the Rambam adds in two words. Kizar Sha'avad. Like a czar. The Rambam is telling us that Halach Moshe B'Sinai of Arel is teaching us that the definition of Kohen doesn't just mean a male Kohen whose father was a Kohen. A male circumcised Kohen is a Kohen. And if he's not circumcised, he's not a Kohen. He's a czar. And he's going to get Malkus like a czar, which is Mefurish. And maybe elsewhere also Mechusa Begadim. Right, the Gemara, Bizman Shebigdeim Aleihem, Kuhunasam Aleihem, and Ein Bigdeim Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam, without the Bigdei Kuhuna, so they are Zarim, Havilei Kazar. And therefore, again, you would get Misa, that's Misa B'dei Shemayim. But here's the Malkus, not the Rambam. Well, Kazar Sha'avad, Avalino Chai Misa. That's the Rambam in the B.S. Mikdash. And again, this is what I said, the original source for this idea is the Chiddush by Arla, and Ravai, Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is that an expansion of Arla? Is that a new din? Right, that's the context where the Reb Chaim talks about this in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ayil Karav Ba'achad Asar, and Nayil, so now we're talking about other animals, right? The sheep is what is brought for a carbon tarmid every day. But there are other animals, you might need more, because the animals are bigger. So Ayil Karav, a ram is karav ba'achadasar, habasar 11, not just 9. Habasar ba'chamisha, ha'kerbayim, the kerbayim, the innards are bigger. V'hasoles, v'hayayin, shnayim, shnayim. So it's 2 each for the kerbayim, the flour, and the yayin, plus the 5, and that's 11. Par karav besrim ba'arba, a cow, 24. That cow is huge, right? The Mishnah says at the end of Menachos, echad amarba v'echad amamit, u'bevachi echav en libel ha'shamayim. Doesn't matter if you're bringing a cow or a carbon mincha. If you're bringing the best that you could bring, that's all Hashem cares about. and Hashem liba boy. You have to bring the best that you could bring, right? You can't bring something inferior. But if you bring the best that you could bring, like the Rambam described, if you remember, in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, right? Kain and Hevel, the Rambam says, why did Hashem turn to Hevel? Because he brought mi b'choros sono. He brought from the best of his stuff. The best of his stuff, you know, that's what we learned from Hevel. And, you know, it wasn't that he brought a kid, he didn't bring a cow, right? He brought, he didn't bring a huge, but he brought the best, right? That's the Rambam's lashon again. I'll read it. Sharot elazakos atzmo, yakuf yitzro hara, v'yachiv yado, v'yavi karbano mena yafe, hamishubach, b'yoser, sheba'oso hamin, sheyavimena. The best. Like he says, a hevel hevi gamumi, b'charosono, u'michel vehem, v'yish Hashem, el hevel, v'lamin chaso. You always bring from the best. Kol chelev lashem. You always bring from the best. So here, your person brings a cow, if he has. Par kara besim ba'arba, 24. Harosh va'regel, harosh be'echad va'regel b'shnayim. Right, so the rosh and the regel, the other animals, they were brought by the same kohen, but here it's too big. So the rosh is one person, the one kohen, the regel, the back, the right hind leg is two, a second person. Ha'okes va'regel, ha'okes b'shnayim. Va'regel b'shnayim, or even more, double. Right, two each. The regel is by two. The okets and the regel, each by two. Ha'okes b'shnayim, va'regel b'shnayim. Ha'chaza va'gira, ha'chaza be'echad va'gira b'shlosha. Bishlosha is huge. Shtei yados bishnayim, v'shtei tfanos bishnayim, the ribs and the rib cage. Hakirbayim, the innards. V'hasoles, v'hayayin, bishlosha shlosha, because there's more to bring. All of these rules, Bamed Ramurim, when do you say all these rules and these numbers for the par and for the ayil, the carbon and sibur? By carbon sibur, that's what we mandate. Why? Because barov am hajus melech. That's what we want. Or lasos pumbi, as the lashon that we had earlier, lasos pumbi ladavar. But that's all by carbon and sibur. Aval b'carbon es yachad, if somebody brings a private carbon, and he chooses a kohen, let's say, I want this kohen to do it, imratza l'hakrav makrav. One kohen to do the whole thing, imratza l'hakrav makrav, that's by a carbon yachid. Hefshet and v'nituchan shel elu ve'elu shave. And the hefshet and the nituach, the hefshet, the skinning, and the nituach, and the cutting up, that's equal. Why? Because even a czar could do that. So that's not an issue of how many. You don't need any kohanim. Sheirin bizar. Period. Good. Says the Gemara va'archu. So now, is there a remez as to the number of kohanim, right, that have to be involved? So va'archu, they shall arrange it, right? The pasuk says, the va'archu b'nei Aaron, by the perek aleph in Vayikra, by the korban ola. V'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim, so the b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim will arrange and set it up, es ha'nasachim, es ha'rosh, es ha'pader, so archu is plural. But how many? Yachol mea yachol matayim, you might think 100, 200. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. Kol she'shmu'a, shmu'o meruba, u'shmu'o memuad, if you could choose a lot, you could choose a little. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta at hamemuat tafasta. Right, we're familiar with it. Tafasta muat tafasta. That's what Gemara quotes that elsewhere as well. Rabbi Kiva says you go by the smallest one because you know that one is for sure. Right, yish b'chal masayimana. So that one is for sure. So that's why here you take the smallest amount, which is at least two, to hold the me'ayim. To hold the me'ayim. Tni. So the Brisa continues in another context, right? It says the word yamim by zava. Yamim rabim. How many days does the zava have to see straight in order to be a zava gadola? When you have two measurements, one is finite and small, and one is infinite and goes much bigger. Hakol, add in a letter, modedin b'mida kala, v'ein modedin b'mida she'ena kala. Be modeid, measure, use the smaller one and not the bigger one. Amar Reb Nechemya, and the third way, it's the same thing in three different ways. V'chi ma ba kasav, l'ftoach olino, is the pasuk coming to open our knowledge and to clarify or to close up our knowledge and to confuse us? Which is it? Lo ba lino, l'ftoach, because obviously the pasuk is not going to be ambiguous on purpose. So it must be, do what's for sure. Im omer, and therefore, in this case, what's yamim? How many days does the zava have to see straight in order to be a zava? Im omer yamim asara in an elamea. Right? If you say yamim is a 10, maybe it's 100. Ela masayim, ela elef, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 1,000. Ela riba, 10,000? Doesn't say anywhere. So 10,000 days she has to see straight. Ukshato omer yamim shnayim patachta. But if you say yamim is 2, so then patachta, so then you have cleared it up And that's why you know Yomim is going to be two, and then Rabim is going to be three. Remember, the Rambam and the Ramban and other Rishonim argue about this. The Rambam says the days of Ziva and Nida are Kavua forever. 7, 11, 7, 11. The Magen Mishnah and that Rambam in Yisrael Biyah quotes the Ramban and others that say, no. No, if a woman becomes a Zava Gadola, then she doesn't go back to Yemei Nida until she counts Shiva Nikiyim. And only after that, she'd go to the mikveh and she can start counting Yemei Nida again. But it's not Kavua forever. The Rambam says it is, and remember this, except for Yemei Yoledes. There are exceptions to the rule, but that's the Rambam Shita. Again, Rov Rishonim argue with that. We assume that Nida and Zava are flexible. They're not Kavua. And nowadays, we treat everyone like a Zava Gadola, right? That's the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. Afila Roa Tipatam Kachardel. Yosheves Alav Shiva Nikiyim. That's what we hold. But again, there's a Meshach Chachman that says, and the others maybe say that this be most of Mashiach. Maybe everybody makes some English. We're going to have to go back to Zava and Nida to know the difference. Why? Because Nida is not Chayav Karban. That's just normal every month. A Zava is Chayav is a Karban. So Lachar, we're going to have to go back to know who is Mechuyev and who is not. Okay, we'll have to stop here with Yuma Daf Tezayin.